Step into a world where darkness reigns and fear takes center stage. Prepare to be transported to the heart of spine-chilling suspense and heart-pounding fear with Haunted Radio. Six terrifying radio dramas. Bigfoot Speaks. Dead Again. Scary Man.
This is no campfire fairy tale. It is based in history.
Manner of Death.
Oh, God.
Give him some room.
He's stunning too.
He's dead.
Dr. Stein. Join us for an auditory journey that will send shivers down your spine and leave you trembling in anticipation, creating an experience that will haunt your imagination long after the show's over.
From the south coast of the Golden State, it's Long Beach's most popular talk show with Alex Exum. And now, your host, Alex Exum.
I had to come on air today just to air out a company, one of the worst companies in America, as far as I'm concerned, because they won't leave me alone. Art storefronts, go away. You guys are like spammy harassers. I've never seen anything like it. I don't normally get this upset about a company trying to do business with me, but these people are so persistent and don't take no for an answer. I just want to warn other artists. Do not give your phone number or your email to artstorefronts.com. They won't go away. They won't leave you alone. I've never seen anything like it. Now, one thing I know about companies, and just by perusing their website, one thing you can know for sure, if it's kind of scammy, and when I mean scammy, it might not be a full-blown scam, but when they're trying to suck you in with all this marketing, and they've got all this stuff, what they're going to do for you on their website, it's like a big squeeze page, right? All sales copy, and everywhere you go on their page, you cannot find pricing. That's a dead giveaway. So if you're ever on a website and you've had this happen, you're trying to be like, where's the pricing? Most websites and marketers, if they're smart, they have a link at the top that says pricing, so you can quickly see if it's something you're interested in. Sites like Art Storefronts, being the bushwhacking sons of bitches that they are, put a bunch of fluff on the page. Amazing, stupendous, look at all of our stuff. It's like, okay, great. But what's the pricing? We're not going to tell you. You know that's a huge scam. When they will not tell you the pricing clearly and concisely so anyone can interpret it, there's a problem. So let me just give you something a lot of internet marketers don't understand, but I'll tell you this. And just a warning. So someone is savvy like me, I immediately know it's a scam. How did they get my contact information? I think it was Instagram. They spent a lot of money on ads to get in front of artists, and I might have clicked on something. It's like, hey, you want more information? Give us your email or a free report on how to do this or that. I don't know how they got my phone number. I never give out my phone number. I give out a fake one. So this was like 4 or 5 months ago, maybe, when I put this in. Ever since, it might even be 6 months now. I can't even remember. Ever since, every other day, I get a text. I get an email, something from these bastards. They'll call and leave you messages. They're so persistent. They're like vacuum cleaner salesmen. That's another red flag. So let me give you two red flags about any company that you should look out for, and Alex Sexum's personal opinion. When they don't have clear pricing on their site, you have to request a demo. I'm using air quotes here. There's nothing for you to figure out if this is even in your price point. So what they do is they want to talk to you and send you a bunch of marketing materials so they can basically talk you into it. Let's be honest. They want to get you this so they can talk you into it because they know it's a high price item you don't really need. That's one. Huge red flag, right? Huge red flag, no pricing on the website. Oh, and additionally, when they're offering, and you've seen this before, they're offering products and services that you can get elsewhere for free all over the internet, but they're combining them into one big product you pay for. So let me get this right. A bunch of free services I could get normally for free, but you're going to combine them and charge me. And from what I'm looking at, it's going to be a lot of money. That's number two. And here's the other thing you got to wonder. Every time you go to their website, every time, it's a sale. Sale ends Friday. 24 hours to sign up. Special offer ends soon. Another dead giveaway. It's a scam, right? If every day you go to the website and there's a new promotion that ends tomorrow or within 48 hours, that's just to get you to click now, right? So look, I don't know any artist who's actually used art storefronts. I did not know anything about these people until I signed up for some email list, which I wish I never would have. Ever since, I thought I unsubscribed. I keep getting emails. I just sent a text to, and I'll read you the text. Oh, jeez, I just dropped my phone. And look, folks, I hate to trash companies. You know that. This is not what my show's about. But this morning, I finally said, I have got to air these people out. Hi, Alex. It's Morgan here with Art Storefronts. The biggest art seller time of the year, Q4, is just around the corner. For all new members, we're setting up the site for you. Got a minute to chat? No, Morgan, piss off. And I texted him, stop. This is a direct text. His number is 512-359-3462. If anyone wants to call Morgan and tell him to quit calling Alex Sexum. The point is, you text stop back, like quit spamming me. It's not one of those, you can't do it. It's not an automated. So he actually sent this directly to me. This is the kind of pressure they're putting on Morgan and all the other sales rep at storefronts and at art storefronts. And I guarantee you, Morgan, I don't know Morgan, but I'm assuming Morgan and all the other people who've texted me and contacted me are not artists. They're not artists. Guaranteed. They're salespeople and telemarketers that were hired and they're in a call center. Okay? So look, art storefronts, piss off, go away. Everything that you're offering here, I don't see any value in. Your scam specials, and it's a 24-hour deal, a joke. We all know those tricks. Look, I wrote a book on dark patterns, on tricking people on the internet, and I'm not an idiot here. And the fact that you will not give any clear pricing tells me I don't want anything to do with you, right? If you had some semblance of pricing on your site, I might even care. But you have no pricing on your site, and I know what you're doing. I'm not an idiot here. I know you're scamming new artists, right? People who are just getting into the scene and taking their money and selling them a bunch of products and services they don't need that they can do on their own. I hate companies like you. I despise and detest salespeople like Morgan who won't go away. And I don't know if Morgan's the guy that sent me all the other texts, but he sent me one today. And all the other texts and all the other emails from Art Storefront, they're like a virus. Art Storefront, Alex Exum, artist, pop artist Alex Exum, will never use your services. I can build a VR, a virtual reality world. I can make a museum. I can make a gallery much better than the crap you're offering. I've got ChatGPT to write all of my marketing materials. I've got my own website with a complete database. What the hell do I need you people for? What the hell? Look, honestly, let's really look at it. Now I'm really pissed. I just thought about it because they're really going to sucker people in. I'm going to look at their site right now. What do they have? Everything you need to start, run, and grow a successful art business. Now, look, it says join 8,000 plus artists. That's not a lot. That's not a lot. I'm sorry. They say that like, well, we have 8,000 artists. Really? I've worked with over, you know, I don't know, in a couple of years, 1,500 musicians, hip-hop artists, and bands. So 8,000? Not impressed. And therefore, artists and photographers who are building their own art business with better results and less stress. And of course, request. I love these websites. You know it's a scam. Look, I shouldn't say scam. I know it's overpriced. Put it that way. Request a demo. No pricing. We have to talk to you to talk you into our crappy services and products. Industry-leading features. What does that mean? Nothing. High conversion rates. I doubt it. Happier collectors? Really? Go away. Constantly updated. Piss off! Art storefronts. So again, this is a public service announcement. For anyone who's thinking about using art storefronts or even giving them your contact info, I'm warning you they will spam you. I'm warning you they won't go away. And I'm telling you now, their product, from what I see, sucks donkey dicks. You know, and here's the funny thing. So I requested a demo, right? You would think if they were smart. You'd think if they were smart, they can't get a hold of me. I never return their calls. I never return their texts. You think they'd send an email or something saying, you requested a demo. Here, log in here. You can check it out. Here's the pricing. I still, to this day, 5 months later, don't know what it costs. I still, to this day, have no idea what crappy products and services that are overpriced are trying to sell because their marketing is so spammy. They've got a sales manager there who's got all these underlings. Get a sale today. Get a sale today. I don't care. Get an artist in. We need the money. That's it. They don't care about your art. They don't give a shit about your art. They want your cash. Art storefronts, drop dead and die.
Alex, Exo.